I'm going to ask you some questions today. How undisciplined do you think Coach Pingle is when it comes to the way in which the football team should act, practice, play, live? How undisciplined is it for Coach Tatum and the basketball team? Is it the case that neither of the two of them care about how you practice, how you prepare, how you train? I think not. How undisciplined is it that the band or the chorus can just kind of do whatever they want? No training, no practice, just kind of wing it when it comes to a concert. No. How is it when you walk into, let's say, a science lab? Teachers probably spend little to no time talking about safety and the appropriate discipline that is necessary to use the equipment properly. There's probably no discipline when it comes to how STEM is done here. There's no discipline required of students in terms of their studies. Of course, we know that all of these things are silly. We know even in life, the most successful people are often the most disciplined. I'm told that people who are generally the most successful, or among the most successful, are up at 5 o'clock every morning, at least. It's their most productive time of the day. I'm working on it. What does it mean to be a disciplined Christian? If these areas show us and teach us and demonstrate to us how important it is to be disciplined, how many swings a baseball player takes in discipline to make sure the technique is a proper and appropriate, or a pitcher, or a fielder. If we know that there are certain things that require tremendous discipline, what is the discipline that's required to be a Christian? Because that's the most important discipline. You could be a phenomenal football player and a horrible person. You could be a tremendous musician and a mean and selfish individual. But you can't be a tremendous Christian unless not only do you talk the talk, but you walk the walk. And that's what we celebrate today. People that came to St. Louis, Christian brothers, understanding that school was an opportunity that was a right for everyone, regardless of their economic background, regardless of their academic ability, regardless of their gifts and talents. They should be educated side by side, and out of that vision, CBC was born. You all know, if you look around and think of the school, we don't take just one kind of student. We take all kinds of students. It makes us better. It strengthens us. That was the vision of De La Salle, and that was the vision of the first Christian brothers that came to St. Louis. Today we also celebrate St. Louis, King of France, the only king of France canonized because, quite frankly, at least my vague recollection of the history of French kings and emperors, he was probably the only one that was a universally nice guy for the most part. Now, he's a hero that has feet of clay, which means he's not perfect. He didn't treat people that didn't embrace the Catholic faith very well, and he didn't treat Jewish people always very well. But he treated the poor and the outcast very, very well. He invited them into the palace, something that is unheard of for a king in the 13th century. He washed their feet. He fed them. He was kind. The first reading today tells us what it means to be a disciplined Christian. It says that we have certain things we need to do, and they all have something in common. They all begin with the discipline to treat other people well. And it begins with the small things. It begins with the small things. People don't become great by doing something heroic right out of the gate. They usually discipline themselves to do the little things tremendously well so that the bigger things come naturally. Now, I'm going to use a very practical example because it's just very frustrating to me. I don't have a medical degree, but I do trust the medical doctors. Overwhelmingly, studies have shown that when we wear masks, the rate of transmission of COVID is lower. That's been proven out time and time again all over the country. And in areas where people choose not to wear masks, the rate of transmission is higher. Now, does wearing a mask guarantee we will never get sick? No, of course not. But we've made a decision to do the small things well. What does that mean? It means making sure our mask is over our nose. We breathe through our nose. We can transmit the virus through our nose. It doesn't do us any good if we're not wearing our mask over our nose. We can do that as an act of love. That's what Pope Francis said about wearing a mask. It's an act of love. It's concern for the common good. If we are frustrated by a country that seems to be divided on every issue, it begins, the healing begins, the division goes away when we can take a moment to consider another point of view and to consider the needs of another human being. That's what the first Christian brothers did. That's what St. Louis, King of France, did. And with God's grace, it's what you and I can do too.